Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The FBI is cracking down on people who make threats to schools and other public places. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In the aftermath of tragic shootings like the ones at Santa Fe High School in Texas, law enforcement around the country often see an increase in threats made to schools or involving other public forums. Many end up on social media. Federal, state, and local law enforcement then employ a full range of tools to mitigate those threats that are deemed credible. Making false threats can drain law enforcement resources, costing taxpayers a lot of money.
Yesterday, the NFL announced that all players who are on the field during the national anthem must stand and show respect. President Trump was asked about this decision on Fox News.
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton is reacting to the video out there regarding the tasing and arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown.
Once again, the spotlight is being shined on our city. What we want to be able to do is to turn this into something beneficial and constructive for us. You know, the last thing that we want to be viewed as is a backward city that's not taking these issues seriously. So we're taking it serious. I think what we've heard from the police chief and from the police department is that they're going to take swift action on this situation. What I want us to be able to do as a city, though, is to find the opportunities on how to build on this and take swift action.
Hamilton also has a message for the police chief.
Yeah, so it hasn't been communicated to us about what the exact discipline is. I'm sure that will come out in the coming days. So I'm encouraging the chief to share that with the public. I think it's important for them to know exactly what that disciplinary action is.
Brown was tased and arrested outside of Walgreens back in January after double parking across two handicap spaces. He has said he will file suit against the city, and the Milwaukee Bucks in this situation, they have said they are standing behind their player during this whole situation. And finally, back on this date, in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge reopened. After 14 years and 27 deaths, the bridge, of course, connects New York and Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I batting back and forth what to start off the program with today, and it's hard for me because there's so many important topics that we can go over, many different issues that face investors, face portfolios, the economy at large, and I try to pull it all together based upon your phone calls, your emails, and all the work that we've done over the course of the week. And again, I'm going to go back a little bit because I try the best I can. We try to compile and put things into little categories and pockets and see where people are. And there's this pile that I have. What I mean by pile? I mean complaints, issues, rip-offs, and it has to do with senior citizens. We have worked very, very hard over the years at trying to reach out to senior citizens all around the country and actually just coming forward and getting the help that they need. There was a story this past week, Wall Street Journal. Elder financial fraud is worse than we thought. Here's what we can do about it. And I saw the article and I started looking through it. And again, some of the numbers that they gave, the percentages, they interviewed senior citizens, asking them whether or not they had been asked about a certain investment, whether or not they had been duped. And they gave out the various different percentages there. And I knew right away that it wasn't accurate. It is much, much, much worse. Thing about the senior citizens is that they don't like coming forward. They don't. They don't like coming forward. They don't like to admit that they had been taken. They don't. It's embarrassing for them. It really is. It's embarrassing for them. They spend their entire lives working their tail off, doing the right thing, saving money, putting money away. And in a moment of weakness, a single moment of weakness, they decide to buy into something. They believe the pitch, the pie in the sky bit, or the world is going to end bit, and they get taken. And I'm here to tell you that it leads to a multitude of problems, not just monetary problems, but psychological as well. People get depressed. They get depressed. They get angry at themselves. They get embarrassed that they didn't follow a rule, which has been our rule here on the program for decades. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. It brought me back to a point in time. I'm reading this story and what continues to happen around the country. And in particular to my old home state of Florida. I lived there for 15 years. And I used to get pitched all the time by the con artists, getting the invitations in the mail all the time. I actually wrote a column about it. And I stated right then and I said, boy, oh boy, I am popular. I get invited out to dinner all the time. Swanky French restaurants, Ritz-Carlton, golf clubs, by people I don't even know. 2 to 3 times a week. Seemed like every investment guru, at least that's what they call themselves, in the state of Florida at that time, wanted to wine and dine me. Reality? Nah. I wasn't that popular. Invites had nothing to do with me. It had to do with my portfolio. I'm not unique to the invites. Just a number. Just another number on the mass mail list bought by some schlock broker, advisor. My wife gets the same invitations. My brothers, my in-laws, my parents, my neighbors. Basically, this is how the math works, okay? Send out X number of invites, get Y number of responses, buy Y number of steak dinners at a cost of W. Close Z number of attendees with a commission value of cha-ching. We took notice of this trend and many other trends like it and alerted people to it. Then the SEC got on board and started taking a look at this epidemic, and they commissioned various different studies. They started having something that we called it the Master of the Obvious Summit, but it was the Senior Summit, Securities and Exchange Commission Senior Summit. And basically what they did is they took a look at many self-described investment firms offering free lunch, free dinner, seminars. And they pointed out, they grabbed some tactics that they use. Now, this may sound familiar, okay? Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Remember Robin Leach? Remember that? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? What do these advisors and schlock brokers do is they dangle the prospect of great wealth, unbelievable returns if you buy their product. They get you excited about an investment that is guaranteed to produce and make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. Yeah. Mr. Smith, let me tell you, you know what it's going to feel like when you're able to pay for your kids' college education, pay that off, and then, not only that, go help your grandkids out and pay for their education too? And that's something you've always dreamed of doing. They'll find out. They'll find out what turns you on. They'll find out what that is, and they will pick away at that. That's how they sell. These same people out there, and I see this all the time, stockbrokers, big firm, small firm, doesn't matter. They build up their credibility by claiming to have some sort of special credential or experience with ridiculous cracker jack box designations such as certified senior advisor, certified retirement specialist. More often than not, you'll check and you'll find out that these guys aren't even licensed. Another way that they go out selling their wares. It's a form of peer pressure. Peer pressure. Yeah, Mr. Jones, you understand? Do you understand that the people you read about in your local paper, the movers and shakers, do you understand that they're all in this? They are all doing this. Why could that be? I mean, it obviously must be working for them. It's what smart money is doing, Mr. Jones. This is why you need to get involved. You wonder why and how these people get so wealthy? This is how. Again. There's a pitch for you. There's a pitch right there. Sound familiar? You had that pulled on you at some point in time? Of course, one of the oldest marketing tricks in the book that goes along with that is create the illusion of scarcity or exclusivity in the product being sold. Meaning that, hey, listen, you've got to do this now. This is not going to be around for very long. You understand how oversubscribed this Puerto Rican bond issue is or whatever X issue is, it's not going to be around that much longer. You wait, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the boat. You want to be that guy that misses the boat, Mr. Jones? Yeah. You know, back when these things were pretty big, the SEC found that more than half of the advertising and sales material that were being used by firms were misleading, exaggerated, or included unwarranted claims. I've got one for you here. Here's one. Listen to this pitch. Immediately add $100,000 to your net worth. How to receive a 13.3% return. And how $100,000 can pay $1 million to your heirs. If you're between the ages of 65 to 85, join me for the most fascinating hour of your life. I will show you how to immediately earn as much as $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 or more with the stroke of a pen. And how to guarantee your IRA will never run out, regardless of market fluctuations. Yeah. That's an actual pitch. Are you kidding me? Immediately add $100,000 to your net worth. How to receive a 13.3% return. Guaranteed. Okay, I mentioned this last week in the program. You hear high return and guaranteed together. I want you to think of a unicorn, okay? Oh, it's pretty and it sounds nice, but it's not real. It's not real. I've heard radio advertisements out there guaranteeing stock market link returns of over 15%. On air. People hear this stuff and they think, well, it's on the radio. It must be real. No. No. Again, we mentioned this last week on the program. Radio station's going to take the money and they're going to run the ad. They could care less. Again and again and again here on this program. Basics, right? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. There are no quick fixes, people. There's nothing. They're not there. They don't exist. Get your financial plan done the right way. Don't deviate. Don't buy into the pitch. Watch out for the greed buttons or the fear buttons that they're trying to push on you when they try to sell you something. And if you need help, we're here. We're here. We've been here for decades. We've helped countless people over the years, helped rebuild their portfolios and get them back on track. Get to our website. Free consultation with our certified financial planners, real designation. Account repair kits, you name it, all there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, that's Watchdog on WallStreet.com. One word, we also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
and not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street Show, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. That column that I wrote back 10 years ago, Free Dinner Fiasco, I'd also listed a bunch of firms that at the time were in my backyard. We're in my backyard, Tampa, Sarasota, where I used to live. And again, I was all over the air down there, radio program, Tampa, Sarasota, 6 days a week, just like we are now, all over the country. And countless people losing 50, 60, 70%. Of their portfolio to con artists. You know how frustrating that, how frustrating that is for somebody like myself? Again, type A personality. I'm frustrated where I'm striking out in my own neighborhood, unable to get through to these people. Anyway, this story, again, this doesn't shock me. It doesn't surprise me. 67% of Americans say they will outlive their retirement savings. 67%. I can't even imagine what's going through these people's minds. You are retired or you're getting close to retirement and you think that you're going to outlive your money? That has to be pretty darn scary. That has to be downright frightening. What am I going to do? Think about that. Think about that Sophie's Choice. Man, I better die soon because I'm going to outlive my money. And again, this is how a lot of these con artists thrive. They know this too. They know this too. And they'll say, well, listen, You better see a better, higher level of return than you're getting right now. And we're going to have to double or triple that portfolio for you or you're going to outlive your money. They know this. They know exactly what they're doing. 78% of Americans say they're extremely or somewhat concerned about not having enough money for retirement. Another 66% believe that they will outlive their retirement savings. 21% of Americans have nothing at all saved for the future. Another 10% have less than $5,000. 25% state they have $200,000 or more. 16% say they have between $75,000 and $200,000. The average American has $84,000 in retirement savings. The old magic number used to be what? A million, right? Well, a million isn't a million anymore. A million back in 1997 will get you $65,000, $70,000 a year in income. Not so much today. I mean, it's better than it was a couple years ago, but it's still half as much as it used to be. That's in super safe investments, cash, cash equivalents. What are you doing? What are you going to do? Well, you better start rethinking things. You better change your attitude or your ideas or make some fundamental changes in what you're doing. See, we'll be downright honest with you. You tell us, and we're going to go over you, and we're going to find out what you want. What you want to do. Now, if you want, if you just do not want to work past the age of 62 or 65, then we got to talk about what type of life you want to live in retirement. And then we'll tell you, you know what? This is where you are, and this is how much you need to put away. And we're not going to sugarcoat things. Many people we've talked about, you have choices you've got to make in life. You know what? You might have to work a little bit longer. You might have to work a couple days a week when you're retired. And that, quite frankly, it's not necessarily a bad thing. In my opinion, we've talked about this here on the program, it's a very healthy thing to do. But the reason why all these people feel like they're going to outlive their retirement savings is they don't have a competent financial planner. They don't have a financial planner that will tell them no, that will give them the skinny. They have a financial planner that will lie to them, tell them what they want to hear so they can get their next commission check. If that's what you're looking for, well, let me tell you something. You come to Markowski Investments, you've come to the wrong place. Reality. Brutal honesty is what you're going to get. We will work our tails off so you can go out there and reach those goals. But we'll also tell you what it takes to reach those goals in anything. I do it with my kids. I do it with the kids that I coach. You want it? Well, this is how you go about getting it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing, where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
"And he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show."
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Her name was Lola. She was a show. Listen, people, it's never too late. It's not. I'm already getting close to retirement. I'm done. I can't. I'm retired already. No. We can help you. we can help you. You can make some changes. There's things you can do. Again, isn't it about everything really about time? Isn't time the most important asset that we have? And this is one of the things that has allowed Markowski Investments and what we do to be, well, it works well. As we have a clientele that have a similar philosophy that we have. I don't have clients that, you know, my name is Bob, you know, I want a Ferrari, I want a 200-foot yacht, no. We don't have materialistic clients. We don't. We have people that are small business owners, people that are, well, families that understand the importance of time and spending time with your loved ones and how important that is. Story, I was reading this off of Fox Business. Again, this is all master of the obvious stuff to me. Spending your golden years in retirement with your spouse is supposed to be idyllic. But according to a new study, most partners aren't having crucial financial discussions when it comes to describing their expected lifestyle in retirement. 1 in 3 married couples are not on the same page about what their retirement lifestyle and budget will look like. Well, you might want to look into that. You might. You might want to understand that, oh, gee whiz, you know what? We're going to have to start making some changes and some cutbacks here. And ask a question. Maybe you don't want to make those cutbacks. Maybe you still want to go out to dinner once a week. And what are we going to have to do to make that or allow that to happen? This is important, people. The reality of the situation is people are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. That's not going to change. It's not going to change. This is one of the reasons why pension funds and Social Security are the mess that they're in right now. One of the reasons. There's a myriad of them, but it's one of the reasons. It's just math. The demographics have changed. You need to understand that. Not to mention the fact you take a look at the amount of people that are collecting Social Security now. 62 million people for the first time ever. 62 million people. And that is increasing every day. Another story I read this past week, and again, stuff that you know already if you've listened to this program. Pension funds are still out there making promises that they probably can't keep. There is going to be that point in time. And it's already happened for many people already. Where they get that phone call and their pension is cut. Are they not going to get as much money as they thought they were in retirement? And I want to reiterate, we're big believers in personal responsibility here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, Markowski Investments. You got to get a handle on your pension. You got to know. You got to make sure that it's safe. You got to make sure it's going to be there for you. And if there's any doubt in your mind, or if we take a look at it and we tell you, hey, listen, there's some cracks in this thing, you better prepare. You better prepare just in case. And we told people decades ago, this is before the radio show, we tell our clients, say, listen, don't even count on Social Security. Pretend like it's not there. Pretend like you're not going to get it. And if you do get it, congratulations. Look at it as a bonus. That's freedom. You know what freedom is? Freedom is not having to rely on anyone else for your needs. You can do it by yourself. Again, we're here to help you with this stuff, people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, annuity help kits, all sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E,
and now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket? That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Elton John, and who is he singing this with? Kiki D. Yeah. Who knew? Anyway. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Ah, yes, I used to have this on 8-track. Elton John's Greatest Hits, Volume 2. And I remember the cover, the 8-track. It was Elton John playing cricket, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, I digress. All right, I'm going to do something that, let's just put it this way. I don't like doing that often here on the program. We are not a buy, sell, and hold program. Never have been, never will. That's what they wanted me to do. The inception of this radio show, they got offered to do a radio show almost 18 years ago now, based upon my guest appearances. Based upon myself appearing on various different radio programs, TV, around the country, and how I handled myself in regards to the dot-com collapse. We called that. We called Enron. Someone said, hey, you'd be pretty good at having a show. And at that time, James Cramer also had a buy, sell, and hold radio show, and they wanted me to do that type of a format, and I refused. And because of that, I lost out on some, well, big money, opportunities, sponsors, bigger networks. But again, I'm true to who I am and what we believe in, and I don't believe going on the air and telling people what to buy, sell, and hold is in their interest. I don't know enough about that individual. You call into this program or you send me an email and you ask me about XYZ, should I buy XYZ? I don't know you. I don't know if it's right for you. So we don't do that here. From time to time, we talk about strategies and how we go about putting things together for people. Okay? Because I still get the emails, the questions, people asking about certain companies, certain stocks. Listen, we tend to look for companies because, again, remember, we did this last week on the program. We talked about what? Rules of the road. What's number one rule of the road? Compounding is the royal road to riches. So we look for companies that, guess what? High quality, great fundamentals, and also pay dividends. So you try to couple, which we try to do, you try to couple capital appreciation and dividends, you can put together a nice portfolio. It's not going to go crazy in the sense, not going to go like gangbusters, but it'll work over time. And one of the portfolios put together various different stocks that we've used. Let's say, for instance, say a year like last year, okay? Market's going through the roof. Market's going through the roof. Our portfolio, see what? Maybe 15% in that one? Russell 2000, what? We saw about 14%, maybe beat that, but we lost out on some other gains. But then you got to look at the years when the markets are not doing as well and how it handles that. And you have to look at the dividend yield. There's a lot of high-quality companies out there. And you know, we're going to continue to talk about how we look at businesses and how we look at companies and part of the problems that we have today. Again, it's going to be a little, I guess, insight into the way we think and how we go about doing things here. Anyway, you know what? There's a lot. You know, I could tie this in as well with another great column that I saw on CNBC talking about the stupidity and greed of the market herd. Yeah, that's what gets people into trouble. Talk more about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I think these guys are out on tour this summer. A little Daryl Hall, John Oates action here. Some really good songs back in the day. Anyway, welcome back. Here's a column on CNBC. Again, shocked that he put it there. Shocked that they actually printed it. And he's actually one of CNBC's European hosts. Yeah, my name is Steve Sedgwick. And he wrote a column calling "The Stupidity and Greed of the Market Herd Will Hopefully Keep Me in Business for the Next 30 Years." And he was alluding to what people do. What people do when they follow the herd. They divert from what works and what has worked. I've admitted to this here on the program. This is something that you don't hear financial gurus admit to. Our success is based on historical models. And when I'm talking historical models, I'm talking about business precedent, wisdom that's thousands of years old. Thousands of years old. I don't have a magic algorithm. I don't have a quant. I don't have a I don't have a source at the Wall Street Chronicle. Blue Horseshoe loves Blue Star Airlines. I don't have to conduct insider trading. I don't have to send people to Washington, D.C. to try to find out what they're going to legislate on next so I can move on that. I don't have to do any of those things, nor do you. You need none of them. You don't need level two quotes. You don't need any of the crap that these people are pitching you and telling you about in order to be successful. You get that? You don't need any of it. It's all smoke and mirrors. Evaluating a business is not a difficult thing to do if you take emotion out of it. Emotion clouds your judgment. How many times here on the program have I mentioned that, listen, for all you people out there that haven't gotten their MBA, watch Godfather 1 and 2 several times. You can even throw 3 in there as well, extra credit. And it's just as good. Stuff like, never hate your enemies. It clouds your judgment. Yeah, basically saying what? Don't let emotion get involved. What are these television programs and hedge fund guys and stock market gurus, what do they try to get you to? They try to get you all excited about something. It's a neat company. Neato! Cool! Look at that. Look at that shiny little object over there. Avoid neato. Lots of things can be neato and cool, but do they make money? When is that company going to make money? How is that company going to make money? What's that company's competition look like? It's not that hard. I'm telling you right now, you give me a successful restaurateur in, I don't know, any big city, Manhattan, Miami, I'm telling you right now, they will be a better stock analyst than anybody with some fancy Ivy League degree that's never washed a dish or waited tables. I'm here to tell, that's a fact. That's a fact. You can run all the numbers you want and all the spreadsheets and all that good stuff, but can you actually take a look at a business? Really look at a business and say whether or not that thing's going to make money. How is it going to make money? Most can't. And most investors, they get distracted. Look at the shiny object over here. Oh, boy, it's neato. Look at Snap. Look at Tesla. Yay! Really? That's the type of thing that loses you money. Yeah, another thing you need to pay attention to. We're going to talk about this greater length next hour as well. What's the company spending money on? Is the company trying to expand? Is the company continuing to grow? Because if the company is not working to grow, well, then you know what? The company's dying. And you can grow in many different ways. Whether it be getting into a new market. Growing doesn't necessarily mean opening up more stores. Could be trying to grow the brand using less stores. Lots of different ways you can try to grow. But these are basic things that we look at when we're evaluating companies, looking at businesses. Because that's what we're buying. We're buying businesses. We're not buying stock. And you can remove that entire idea. I talk about this with kids. When I'm asked to speak in front of kids and talk about investing and understanding investing, you're not buying stocks. Stop thinking stocks. Stocks, buy. You're just confusing yourself. Take all of that out. You're buying a business. And I'll sit down and I'll have a conversation. Oh, I want to buy Snapchat. Okay. Why? Well, it's got this really cool app. Okay. You think it's a really cool app and lots of kids use it. How does it make money? What is the valuation? When will it make money? When will it make real money? How much are you paying for it? Funny thing is, people, it really is. I'm not kidding. It really is that simple. Again, and we're kind of showing you how the sausage is made here today at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, everything there at the website. Watchdog on Wall Street.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Republican Congressman Peter King was with President Trump yesterday.
Obviously, the statement from North Korea made it clear to the president that this time it served no purpose. I think this is, as they say in baseball, a long season. I don't think it's over. I think this summit obviously is not going to be held. But I think the dialogue that was begun is going to continue, and it shows that the president is not just looking for a deal for the sake of making a deal.
Eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of harassment and inappropriate behavior. That's according to a new report out by CNN. In total, 16 people spoke to CNN regarding Freeman. Eight claimed to be victims. The other eight people have witnessed Freeman's alleged misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
New information is released about an air tragedy 4 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
International investigators now say they've determined a Malaysian Airlines flight that crashed in eastern Ukraine in 2014 was brought down by a Russian missile. Nearly 300 people died in the crash. Moscow has always denied responsibility.